I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Japanese seismologists have upgraded Friday's earthquake to a 9.0. The resulting tsunami has caused radiation contamination from damaged nuclear power plants. We spoke with Reach Global's Howard Plusar from Tokyo via Skype. He says their team is safe, including those near the epicenter. However, no word from the Furukawa Church. Plusar says the Japanese church will be key to recovery.
There's going to be immediate need that's going to flow in through churches and through non-governmental organizations. But I think where the church is really going to have its greatest impact is in the long term, helping people rebuild their lives.
Touch Global Crisis Response is assessing the situation.
As we show the love of Christ, we also declare the meaning of Christ to people whose lives have been turned upside down.
And thieves get a few hundred bucks at the expense of a few hundred poor kids. Kids Alive International recently refurbished several playgrounds to ship to kids to Peru. Rich Anderson says the structures let kids be kids despite poor circumstances. Plus,
in any of these communities where we're building a playground this summer, take Pucallpa in the Amazon rainforest. This is going to be the only playground in Pucallpa. And consequently, it becomes a kid magnet.
That means more opportunities for ministry. Recently, though,
somebody came and stole all of our aluminum parts. And a lot of these playgrounds have aluminum decks. So they've essentially rendered one of the very large playgrounds useless.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice Enhanced 2-Pack, which features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for your household and the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.